This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at RadioAlice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Friday. So exciting. Comes around once a week. I'm always surprised. Oh! Well, hello there.
Hello, that's Friday. My maracas. Really, it's my hot head pills. But...
Oh, hold on.
Hot head pills?
Yeah.
Hot head pills.
Doesn't that thing pass eventually?
Vinny, it's not passing, honey. What? It's here to stay. Maybe
what
when
is it
I
called?
Turn
60. It's not called hypothermia. What do you got?
It's called menopause.
Menopause, right.
Yeah. It's awesome. Embrace it.
It's amazing.
I mean, the worst part is the hotness.
Yeah.
The hot and the cold. The hot and the cold. The hot and the cold.
And you got it too.
I mean, it seems like it. It's really hard to say. I'm not breaking a sweat, but I'm definitely
flushed. Is it the flushed part?
I don't know. I get hot. I got to take my jacket off.
Yeah.
Does a doctor tell you? Do you have to go to a doctor after that starts happening?
I did.
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I
me?
Did. Mm-hmm.
And then they say, yeah.
Yeah.
And then
it's
they
happening.
Tell
it's
you
going
like,
out. Well, it gets to be so uncomfortable that you just cannot stand it
you
anymore.
Wake up in the middle of the night all like, oh my God, if I don't get this sheet off of me, I might
is there
and then, and then like a minute later, I'm like, oh God, I'm freezing. Off and on, all night, off and on, off and on.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
But is he like, Tahoe Blue Vodka will help?
Oh yeah, drinking probably helps.
Oh my God.
What?
That reminds me of an awful dream I had the other night about Vinny.
Oh no, what happened? Oh no, was he drinking Tahoe Blue Vodka? Oh my God, I've had so many dreams where Vinny falls off the wagon.
You, me.
It's been a while though.
And Vinny were in a car.
Yeah.
And we're at my old house in Noe Valley on Day Street. And so us three are in a car going down the hill. I don't even know who was driving. Definitely wasn't Vinny driving. There must have been another person driving.
There was an Uber driver.
Exactly. Right. And then Vinny pulls out a bottle of Tahoe Blue Vodka, rips off the top, and starts drinking it.
Oh, no.
And I look at you, Sarah. We're like in the back seat. I look at you, and I'm all, oh, and I'm freaking out. And you tell me, you say to me, it's okay. It's okay. He's got this. And I'm like, what?
You of all people?
And then the next scene in
I'm
my
I'm the one who would have opened up the door and kicked his ass out onto the
oh
street.
Oh, my God. Break that bottle over his
oh
head.
Oh, my God.
The next scene is that we're sitting
oh,
on
scene.
The stairs.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I know, because that's, you know, your dreams. And so we're sitting on the stairs of my house, and Vinny's drinking, and you say to me again, don't worry, he's got this. And Vinny sits beside me and proceeds to tell me all the issues he's going through.
Oh, that's why I'm drinking?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
With the kids. Yeah.
I'll was find
kids.
A new one every time.
It was the house. It was money. And I'm looking at both of you, and you keep saying, he's got this. It's fine. It's fine. I'm like, it's not fine. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And that was it.
Huh. Oh, my God.
All right.
But I even woke up going, oh, my God.
Isn't it such a relief sometimes? Yeah. You wake up from a dream, you're like, oh, thank God that didn't really happen.
Thank God it's over. Sometimes I jolt myself awake just because the dream is so horrific that I need to get out of it.
Right.
And then
It's not okay.
The worst part is when you fall back asleep and then that same dream comes back and you're like, I thought I got out of this. Hold on.
Where's the dream where I'm flying? I hate this dream.
Mm-hmm.
You like flying dreams?
Oh, yeah.
No, they mean something.
I have a lot of flying dreams.
Me too.
But I have to be concentrating on flying. I'm not like, I don't have wings or anything. I can just like, I can be on this magic carpet and levitate it. No, I'm on a carpet.
You're on a carpet?
Yeah. I have to be on this certain thing and then I have to
like
use
Aladdin?
My mind. Like Aladdin.
Uh-huh.
That's weird.
Yeah. And I can,
usually
if I concentrate, I can
flying.
Lift it up. I have to get up over, I better get over that power line. You know, practice my flying. I haven't had a dream about Vinny falling off the wagon in years, but when he first came back, I would you know, you'd sit up like,
Well, I doubt it'll help, but I worry about it enough for everybody.
Everyone.
So,
yeah.
So don't.
No, it's not. No,
yeah,
one
we're not consciously worrying
dreams
about it.
Stuff. It just happened, and maybe it was Tahoe Blue Vodka. You know.
Yeah, maybe.
Who knows?
Mad. It is crazy though. Like living, you know, living with someone who's in recovery is, you know, you just you put a lot of faith in that person. You believe in them, and
it's a lot of pressure for them too. So
oh my God,
it's
all the pressure for them, and it gets away. Like the longer it goes on, that everything's cool, the more you relax about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then, man, one little thing goes wrong, and you're like, oh no, oh no. Like even this morning when you weren't here at your usual time, a minute or two
you
late.
Did not think
it always
that.
Crosses my mind. I'm like, oh my God, I hope he's coming in.
I never think that. Just so you know, Vinny, I never think that you're going to fall off.
Just like, hard not to, you know.
I had a long conversation with Winona, coming
this
back.
Is your friend.
My friend from El Chicano, the movie. And she's a sober person.
Huh? You want to know something real quick?
Yes.
Yeah.
My brother worked on El Chicano.
Oh. Yay!
He was the colorist for that film.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
What you told him we talked about it and stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah, what does it mean to be the colorist?
I don't know.
Oh.
I don't know.
You color stuff in.
It's a big part of the process.
Yeah.
But I don't really know.
Is that his main job? Like,
yeah,
he's a
colorist.
Funny.
I'm sorry.
You were talking
to Winona.
She's a sober girl, been sober for many, many years. And we were just talking about being sober and how difficult it can be with issues that go on. And not when something happens does she think about it, because she never thinks about it. But she was saying Danny Trejo. We're like, oh,
Machete.
Why wasn't he in the movie? Yeah, he should have been in the movie. Not that all Mexicans of Hollywood needed to be in that movie. But
they did, though. They needed to be.
Yeah, I needed him there. But she was saying he came to a meeting in San Jose and just was so open about his struggle throughout the years and how he just really helps people.
That's
he
great.
Just shows up at meetings and just tells his story, and people really relate to some real S, you know?
Oh.
So it was good.
I thought you were going to say he wasn't in the movie because he'd fallen off a wagon or something.
Oh, no. Mm.
Goodness.
But he's a guy, speaking to him, mm-hmm. he got success very late in life.
Mm-hmm.
Was he a stunt guy? Or
no,
was...
I think he was someone who was in...
Oh,
I think he
I
was like gang related or like...
There was something like that, Vinny. She told me, let's see. He showed up on set. There was someone, he wouldn't name the name. There was someone on set that needed him as a sponsor because they were about to jump off.
Oh.
And they're... a famous person in Hollywood. They called him as a sponsor. He came right over to the set to help this person get through what he was going through. And then there was a fight scene, and Danny's on, no, that's not real life. Here's the way it would go down. If this, that, duh. And then they're like, you're the guy. And that's how he started.
Oh, my God. He randomly was on a movie mm-hmm. set, and they were like, oh, boy. Because, right, wasn't Machete like
was
his
a gang
big
member.
First?
No, well.
He's done so, he's a supporting actor of many films.
Oh.
But I just mean he got into it very late in life.
Yes,
it wasn't something
for sure.
that he started as a young man.
Yeah. Like, aim for that.
He's a multimillionaire now, and he probably never saw it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He was in jail for 11 years and serving time at San Quentin.
Holy crap!
What was his deal?
And he
deal?
Won the lightweight and welterweight boxing titles.
Mm-hmm. In jail?
I think so, yeah. And then he did a 12-step rehab program and changed his life.
Wow.
And he went to go speak at a Cocaine Anonymous meeting in 85, mm-hmm. where he, I guess, it turned out to be a set of Runaway Train, the movie, and that's where he got his start.
Oh.
Trippy.
What, Uzi? What?
I was going to say,
what
who,
does occur
can
to
you?
You
look up who starred in Runaway Train? Okay.
Oh, we're then we can know. Find out who the
person is. No.
Let's just list
but
the whole
I wonder,
cast.
Well, listen,
John Voight.
Oh.
Okay.
Eric Roberts.
Uh-huh. Eric Roberts.
Oh, he's had some
he's
problems.
Known.
Yeah.
It's Eric Roberts.
Well, we should name. But
well.
What was he in jail for? What we just did. I know. As we did. That is our show.
So Eric Roberts.
Yeah. I'm so hot.
He was a child drug addict and criminal. So I don't know how he ended up in jail, but probably one of those things.
Yeah, one of those things. You know, when you're an addict and you need money, you got to go get it somehow.
Well, you talk about the stories people tell. Yeah. I've heard some stories where you just, because I am an AA. I am absolutely mm-hmm. a big fan. I think if you're out there and struggling, it can help you. I don't say that a lot because I don't think AA is looking for business.
Mm-hmm. Maybe they are.
I don't think they are. But my point is it can help you a lot. But when you're there and you hear people's stories, often you go, boy, I got it easy. Mm-hmm. I got nothing compared to that.
Yeah. Right?
Damn, man.
Well, the lengths people will go to and, you know, the depths that they sink to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you remember, too. Not to ruin the party, it is Friday, everybody. Remember, who was it?
It's probably a proper time to talk on Friday when people are ready to jump off.
Olympia Dukakis, remember how? No. Dukakis, George Duke Majans, whose wife was drinking rubbing alcohol?
Oh, it was.
Is it Betty Ford?
It was. I can't think of his first name.
He's a Boston guy.
Yeah, he was running for, I think he was a governor. He was the governor of Massachusetts.
But ran for president.
Mike Dukakis.
Kitty Dukakis?
Oh, that sounds
right.
Yeah,
Kitty Dukakis or Catherine Dixon.
Yeah, she was.
She came out public about it, and there's this person where you'd go, you were drinking rubbing alcohol? Right.
Drinking whatever she could get her
it
hands on.
It just breaks you down to...
In like mouthwash, you hear about people.
Yeah.
Dang, that's some stuff. Hey, someone just texted in. 415 says, a movie colorist digitally processes the final image of a film, a cross between digital effects and cinematography. Now you know.
Oh, thank you.
I know this, that he does long days.
Yeah.
Long, tedious days in front of a screen.
Good for him, though. He got it together. This is a guy who used to live under a table.
Well, he was a young man. I mean,
still, you know.
I think that very much like your brother's deal is your brother's deal, but you know, your family comes around, they need some help, you give them a boost,
right?
And you hope that it helps them either make it or decide this isn't for them,
right?
You know,
yeah.
I mean, it looks like your brother's doing great, right?
Yeah, he's. I mean, the way he's got his life set up out here, he has a regular job, and then he works on his software company that he's and it's being used by a bunch of places.
Wow,
so
good.
I know. So we'll see.
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, I keep saying, you know, can't wait till you sell that thing. Can't wait till you sell it.
Why?
Because I've invested in it. I own part of it.
Oh.
Is that right?
Yeah. A lot of people in our family did.
Oh, they gave money into his company to help him get it off the ground.
He wrote a business proposal, and we all went, all right, I'll buy a little piece of that.
Yeah.
I'll help you do it.
That's great.
I know, so we'll see. If I retire real quick, you'll know what happened.
Your parents are in town.
They are. They got here yesterday. They look great.
Aww.
I mean, knock wood. My dad will be 80 early next year, January 7th, and they're looking good.
Good.
Right. My dad went to the softball game with the guys last night.
I went to softball last night, too.
T-ball, softball?
T-ball, softball. She went 2 for 3. It's our week's practice. When they pitched to her. So she
hit twice. Oh, good for her!
And she fouled the other one, so she...
She got a piece of it, though.
She got a piece of it. She almost went 3 for 3. They pulled that tee out. I was like, it's going to be crushing for her.
Nah,
but she did great. She had a good game, and we had a lot of fun. And it's nice to hang with the parents. It was beautiful out. It was really cool. And right.
Supposed to be really nice today, too, but then cooling down tomorrow.
Cooling down tomorrow, and even they're saying some overnight rain, possibly South Bay, Sunday.
Oh, South Bay. Oh, good.
Sunday overnight into Monday.
Excellent. That's what I like to hear about it down in the South Bay.
Somewhere else.
Not in my house. I don't drag my cushions in.
You and your cushions.
I know.
Boo-hoo.
Well, I imagine they'll get a lot of use this weekend with family.
They will.
Town,
they
right?
already have. We sat out on the porch for, you know, 2 hours yesterday.
Do they love your yard?
They do. They haven't been out since December of 2017. And so the deck wasn't on, and there was, you know, obviously none of the plants were in, so it's a freaking jungle back there. Like, I literally, before they came out, I grabbed my wagon, because I have one of those, and I just was pruning the, and I'm actually pretty good about keeping up with the pruning, but there were a couple things, I'm like, I got to take that tree down a notch there. I pulled out this one dead thing, and to get it by the root so I can put something else in there.
It's tough work.
It is. I was very sweaty.
All right.
Sometimes when you see my exercise ring clothes, it's because I'm gardening.
Yeah, gardening is
true.
It's no joke. Colin Durst.
Oh, he has a huge yard, too. Bryn has a
big ass yard. I'm walking around.
Big ass yard.
Back's killing me, man.
But do you do work? Do you do workouts where you're punching a bag or something?
Sometimes at my brother's school, but most of the time I'm just like at the gym or.
But you get like 1,100 calorie days.
Oh my god, I'm slacking so hard though.
How do you do that?
When I go hard, I go hard. And sometimes I'll work out 2 times a day, you know? And other days I go for 4 days without working out and just eating and sleeping. The dream.
Sitting underneath the baby.
Yep, yeah. Exactly. But yeah, a lot of gardening, and that's a workout for me. Filling up that compost bin, man, it's like as tall as me almost. Mm. Heavy.
Sure, right.
Chainsaws,
so
weed whackers.
You don't even have to turn on your like exercise thing. It's about a heart rate.
No,
thing.
Like I started to turn on my little exercise thing because it doesn't register my activity and it pisses me off. I'm like, I did all that for nothing. Nobody's giving me credit.
Well, you did it for something.
I did, but you know.
That's funny.
Believe me, I see that because it sends me the little thing. Goes, Bryn just did. I'm like.
Once again, I ran
like 4 miles and I get 600, you know, calories, and he's doing 1,100 calorie days. Like, what are you doing?
And you put in dance as your activity?
No, because I'll use, it says like other, you know, workout.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not, if I'm doing gardening, there's
talking
no
about
gardening.
Apple Watches,
yeah, there's
everybody.
No gardening option.
That's
so I put
bad.
Other. And so it asked me to name it, and I just go, oh, dance, that's cute. And I'll just put dance.
Dancing.
Because it's funny.
I love it.
Nobody knows I'm not dancing.
Right. So is that what you did yesterday? You gardened?
Yesterday, no, I walked.
Oh.
With a baby.
Oh.
We just walked. Even outdoor walks now, it's just like a normal out day, you know, just like pushing the baby on the swing and walking around. And
stroller or belly sack?
Well, we drove to the park and then we walked all around the park. Yeah.
Well, that baby, toddler pace.
Yeah, exactly. And Costco and all that.
So she's a year and a half old.
A year and a half.
So how is she? And she's getting around and
she is
talking, jibber jabber?
Yes.
She's got to have words now, right?
She has a lot of words and she says them all. Mama, dada, soy soy, which is like water. She says a lot of Chinese words.
Soy soy?
Oh, good.
I think it's soy soy. Nai nai is milk. She just says them all.
Oh,
all day, and she's a nightmare.
She's still in the baby shark.
I'm chasing her around all day. Yesterday, she's at the park. She picks up a piece of bark and just puts it in her mouth. I'm like, no! What are you doing?
I thought you were gonna say poo.
No, she just picks up a piece of a bark.
Bark.
And then just puts it right. It's like a big old handful for her, and she's like, oh, like what are you doing?
Well, it looks like chocolate.
I'm so disappointed in you.
Why do you do that? Where did she get that?
Good you. All right, let's get started. There is a new song today that you're going to hear a lot. It's a Shawn Mendes tune. And you should grab the video and put that at either...
It's there at RadioAlice.com. And right. Brad has posted it on all our social media.
I sure wasn't Ron.
And Ron.
The digital department's all over it. So we're going to play it a couple times this morning. I guess it debuted last night.
It did. Jane did it.
And we'll play it every couple hours.
Yeah, and so, then don't forget, he's on Saturday Night Live as the musical guest this
weekend.
He's
been working out. He's wearing a tank top.
Oh, nice.
He used to be a skinny little thing, and now he's, you know.
Well, now he's 19
he's
or
got
whatever.
Some muscles.
And he doesn't wash his face, you guys.
Yeah, remember that. His stress-free life keeps him pimple-free. Uh-huh. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Here we go, brand new Shawn Mendes on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.